This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion Districts Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include the Cameron Dupuy Cajun Band and Kira Vietar and Bayou Beat. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
I'm Gwen Tompkins, and I'm a very mild-mannered person. But doggone it, you should be listening to Music Inside Out. You might just fall in love.
Doggone, I've done it, I fell with a thud. It must be springtime, cause it's in my blood. Mr. Cupid gave me a shove. Doggone, I've done it, I've fallen in love.
Join us Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on KRVS.
my baby makes me proud. Oh, oh, she makes me proud. She's never far away or too tired to say I love you. People love to talk. Oh, don't they like to talk? But when they turn out the lights, she's still a lady to me. But when we get behind closed doors, and then we let our head hangs down, makes me glad that I'm a man. But no one knows what goes on behind closed
Thank you. Yes, Lynn August rocking accordion on his latest CD called The Best of Lynn August.
I don't know if that's it make me wonder if that is the best. That man got so much stuff. I know he got some more stuff in that head. Lynn August.
Well, the one you have, that's the one he put together that has no label yet.
Not a label.
He hasn't released it yet. He's still working on that one.
That's what I'm saying. He got a lot of good stuff. This morning, I want to holler at Malcolm Celestine. I forgot what his wife's name. I just can't remember his wife's
Melissa?
Name. No.
Madeline?
No.
Just Teresa?
Just can't remember what her name. It's something started with an E.
E?
What you think?
Edelia?
I think that's it. I think it's Edelia. I think it's Edelia.
Or Edolia?
It's an ED something.
ED?
I just can't. No, it's an ET something.
It
has a T in it.
Ethel.
Ethel. That's it. Go ahead, John.
Hey.
You got that.
Ethel.
Yeah. Good morning, Ethel. How are you this morning? Hopefully it's all good. But anyway, Malcolm and Ethel, just want to say good morning to you guys. Their daughter's getting ready to graduate in New Orleans from Loyola, and that will be May the 10th. In New Orleans, I just want to congratulate them.
That's good.
On
so you see now, searched the brains.
We made it. Two brains to remember that name. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. We're doing fine.
Leroy and Terry. Now, Terry is going to be over at Feed and Seed tonight.
Okay.
At Feed and Seed right there across the track.
Right.
And he's starting off around 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then Leroy Thomas is going to be in Kaplan at the Saddle Up Bar.
Saddle up, boys.
Yeah.
Saddle up, baby.
Saddle up.
Yeah. Tonight. Go ahead, Leroy. Leroy, good morning to you.
And
we certainly got to say good morning to Mr. Leo Thomas this morning, Big Elton, Louisiana. I think he's the mayor. On one side of the city, I think he's the mayor. On one side of Elton.
Leo.
I think Leo is the mayor up there in Elton. I want to say good morning. I meant to Charles and Donald this morning. Good morning to you guys.
Yeah, that's
hopefully all of you are doing well.
And Dustin was on television.
He was.
Yeah, he was announcing for the racetrack, the opening of the races, beginning of the races.
That
for
is
this
right.
Year.
That
and
is right.
He had his plantation suit on.
What you mean plantation?
He had his white suit on.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he had his white suit on. And he did a pretty good job for being Donald's son.
I tell you what, he sounds just like, I mean, if you talk to him on the phone, you can't tell. You really got to say, now, which one am I talking to?
Yeah.
I mean, he sounds so much like his father.
Yeah, he did. He did an excellent job.
But that's good.
And in fact, he had my shoes on.
Your shoes?
He had my shoes on.
Them shoes that you had missing? That you couldn't
find? Yeah, I couldn't find.
You found them now.
That's
what it was. But what they was doing, they filming him from head to toe.
That's a good deal. He looked very
a good job. He's doing very well.
You know, very
he's doing very, very professional young
and
man.
And I must say he did an excellent job there.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's. Okay. But anyway, also.
Oh, Big Mark was out last night.
Oh.
At the festival.
Took up a lot of space.
Took up a lot of space and wasn't cooking anything, wasn't eating anything. So I don't know if he can. He just eats his food. But he wasn't eating anything, and so it was a good time.
No, you didn't see Lil Buck then.
I did not see. I asked him about Lil Buck. He told me Lil Buck is in and out of New Orleans right now. So, you know, it's a jazz fest.
Yeah, that's a
jazz fest in New Orleans going on. So, you know, that's this week and next week, too. And then, so that means that the Crawfish Fest should be happening next week.
Well,
next week or the week after?
The week after.
The week after.
The
first
week after,
first full week of
right.
May.
The what happened is that the festival, Jazz Fest, is going to be coming on. It's starting off. And then right after that is when the Crawfish Festival.
Yeah, because they usually cross each other in the second week. Jazz Fest looks like that's the first week of the Crawfish Fest. So we don't have any details on the Crawfish Fest, but I guess maybe we'll eventually get something to be able to do something.
Used to go out and
They used to ask us to go there, and then I guess we were charging too much money to do it, so they quit calling us.
I mean,
you know, free is too much money.
That's right. Free,
free is just free, very expensive.
Free is too much money.
Too much money.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
That's right.
But that's okay.
We're going to say good morning to Jonas Bro.
Jonas Bro. Yeah. Hey,
known
Jonas.
As JB.
How you doing, Jonas, this morning?
The young lady from California also want to I want to say good morning. Oh, Lola Love is in town. I know she's
Yeah. She probably still is in town.
Yeah, but yeah. they have the big festival, the Zydeco Festival over in Crosby, Texas.
Crosby, Texas, too. I think going on. I think there's something there, or in Houston, there's something going on. The California lady.
Yes.
I cannot remember her name because I met her too.
She was just so excited
to have met us and stuff like that, which I did invite her to come to the station hang out with us. Anyway.
But anyway, and then the young lady from France, Marie.
She's still in town.
She's still in town. She's going to the festival this weekend.
She's doing her thing.
She says that Chubby is taking her around, and Chubby and his family is taking her around.
Okay, that's good.
To the festival.
Good deal. That's just the type of characters we have here.
Yeah. And let's see, what else? There's someone. Oh, Wallace Alfred called.
Oh, he did. He was driving here from Baton Rouge.
He's driving from Baton Rouge, carrying the mail.
The mail, poor Wallace.
So he got to lock himself inside.
Why?
Well,
inside of what?
Mail.
Oh, yeah. Somebody going to break in and steal a letter.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that. Don't want to get a letter. Don't want to steal no letter.
You got to lock yourself inside.
I mailed you that letter.
But I want my check.
Yeah.
I want my check.
Uh-oh, my check. Got to have my check. Well, that's going to be, the first? It's coming up Wednesday or Thursday be the first, so everybody going to get their checks.
That's right.
So the festival just will miss the checks.
And I want to ask you, too, and we're going to play some music here. What is charge?
Charge. Kit charge.
Yeah. What is kick charge? What means
what's
like
that? Kit charge or something. Yeah. It's more of a something kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Kit charge. But they kit charge, I'm going to tell you something. Kit charge is something.
Yeah.
It's the word for something. Kit charge.
I was thinking
kit
about
charge,
that.
Comme ça. Something like that.
I was thinking about that on my way here.
Yeah, kit charge.
This morning.
Kit
and I
charge.
Said, what is
kit charge?
Charge.
But it's kit charge.
Yeah, why did they come up with a word like that in the first place?
I don't know. Why did they come up with any words?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that's what kit charge is.
Yeah. Something by Terry. We're going to play something by Terry.
Oh, Terry got some.
Yeah. Got a brand new CD. Back on Track.
Back on Track.
Yeah. Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys. He has 12 cuts. 13, actually.
13 cuts.
13.
Why did he end up with 13? I don't know. You know that they don't have 13 floors in the elevators.
No.
But there is a 13th floor. There's no, unless they build a little floor and say, nobody can live on the 13th floor. Those that live on the 13th floor, you never want to get up on the 13th floor.
As many traveling as I've done and lived in or worked in high-rise buildings.
Right.
There's no 13th floor.
Yeah, well, they don't put that just in.
Wow.
But anyway, I wonder if they do have a 13th floor and they just named it the 14th.
I think they do have
Or did they just name it the 14th floor?
That's what it is.
The 13th floor is actually the 14th floor.
That's what
we're going to have to get a construction person to call us and tell us, is the 13th floor a 13th floor? There is no. How would you have not a 13th floor?
That's right. And if you're counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You
got to
have that.
Oh, here going to call
okay,
right
we,
now.
We might try to. They might tell us about that.
All right. Here we
all
go.
Right, here we go.
Quoi t'en fais, je l'ai.
is Horace Trajo. Haven't heard from you for a while there, brother. Something by You. Dance the Blues Away on his new CD, All the Way. 1025, JB sitting in the chair.
Starting with today, I'm gonna dance, 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 dance my blues away. From sun up to sundown, I'm gonna turn, 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 turn my blues around.
Away, man. You know one thing?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
that sounds really good. Yeah, and you're right. You know, we hadn't seen him in a while. He used to come.
Yeah, he used
and
to come
I don't
by.
Know what happened. We must have insulted him or something.
Guess,
and he didn't like that.
Little, some people are a little sensitive.
he kind of tender in the ear.
A little sensitive there. You know, that's the thing about it. Oh, let's see. Let's talk about this anyway. First of all, we got about a minute left. And we got the volunteer fire or something.
The Maurice Volunteer Fire Department barbecue. Yeah. Boy, that sounds good. Barbecue chicken with trimmings, rice dressing, pork and beans, Sunday, May the 18th. Oh, we're going to have to stay hungry for a while. May the 18th of 2014, serving is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can pick it up at the Maurice Fire Volunteer Fire Department. And that's a great deal. $8 for donation. I mean, to have a volunteer fire department, people get paid to do it, to fight fire. They volunteer to do it.
And then
they raise money.
Yeah.
They raise their own money to do something. That's a beautiful thing with the Maurice.
That's Rod D. Broussard. Yeah, that's my cousin.
That's your cousin.
Yeah.
And he's the treasurer.
Yeah.
If you need some money,
we'll be right back.
Check
right
on
after a brief message.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include the Rhythm and Roots series, featuring Fufale with surprise international guests and a Festival International Appreciation Party Sunday at 7 p.m. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com. I'm
Tune in on Thursday nights at 11 o'clock to La Vellonera, Latin American music for Acadiana, with your host Diego Martin, only here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.
We just got to Galilée. C'est temps pour me danser. Baba qui Galilée. Baba qui Galilée. C'est temps pour me danser. Oh! C'est temps pour me danser.
Was something by Terrence Simeon, and it's the title of this cut. Let's see what the title of this cut is. Let's see. He says that time for me to dance. All right, big medical benefit coming up for Marie Penelope and Richard, better known aka Penny, hosted by the KRVS AFM and Pillar of Hope. 88.7. Music performance by Patrick Henry, Banker, Major Handy, Inner City Blues Band, Curly Taylor, Jude Taylor, Murphy Richard, Sidney Charles, Zydeco Ray, and many more. And where it's going to take place, or it's going to take place over at El Cito's Blues Club, right there on San Antoine Street, the corner of San Antoine and Martin Luther King. And that's going to be take place on June the 8th, 2014, starting off around 6 p.m. until, and that's on a Sunday evening, a Sunday afternoon. Donations are only $10 at the door. Contact Angie B. Clark at 337-504-8245 to be placed on the musical lineup. So that's a big benefit, medical benefit fundraiser coming up on, again, on June the 8th. And that's, of course, happened to be Murphy Richard's niece, I believe. So if you remember Murphy Richard, a musician, and he's inviting all of you to come out and make sure that this is a successful medical fundraiser on June the 18th. Of course, as we get closer to it, we'll talk more about that and let you know exactly and let you know how you can participate in all of this. Okay, something else is coming up. The City of Lafayette Parks and Recreation, in partnership with Destiny Camp International Incorporated, presents Learn to Swim Summer Program, ages 5 through 12 years old. Registration April the 28th through the 30th, and that's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Domingue Recreation Center Lobby, and that's 901 Mudd Street here in Lafayette. 80 students will be accepted. Session scheduled during June the 8th through August the 1st. And, of course, as a fee that has to be charged is $45 per child for a 2-week session. And if you want to call for more information, you may call 291-8371. Again, that's a swimming lesson, a swimming program, a summer swimming program that is taking place June. Let's see. I want to make sure that all of the dates are right. June the 2nd through August the 1st is when this will take place. So you got that taken care of. All right. The other thing, too, is that the annual festival of the CFMA, the Acadiana chapter, and that's going to take place on Saturday, May the 10th at the VFW Hall, Highway 190 in Eunice, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Bubba Hebert and the New Morris Playboys will be performing. Now, all is going to take place on that day. And as we get closer to that, we'll let you know exactly what all the entire detail is going to take place. There's a big jam session every Monday night. And that's going to take place at Club Flamingo on 1001 East Simcoe, 7 p.m. until. All musicians are welcome to come out and jam. Free admission, free food. For more, contact Mary Chevalier at 280-3735. And did you ever find her?
No, I don't know where the price you got to pay.
Well, we'll find it. We'll find it. We're going to take a break here. We're going to step away from the mic for a minute, and we'll play some music.
Okay.
We'll
just to let you know, Keith tonight will be at El Cito's.
That's right.
El Cito's tonight, Keith Frank. So if you feel like getting your feet full of Keith,
mm-hmm.
that's where he will be. See that? You didn't know I was a poet, huh?
That's right. Say that again.
You are not going to strain my brain. But he will be at El Cito's tonight. Also want to say good morning to Rana Butte this morning, Mr. Planter.
Yeah,
he plants all
the
vegetable man up down Mall Street. Yeah. I know he's over there probably mm-hmm. trying to sell some stuff. So if you need some fresh vegetables, which we like to eat, fresh vegetables.
It's healthy for
healthy
you.
Healthy for you. Everybody mm-hmm. love healthy food, and that's straight out of the ground.
Straight out of the ground?
It don't go through no other process, straight out of the ground, which makes it. But just make sure when you get it home, you always wash whatever you buy. Right, Mr. Agriculture Man?
That's right. Always, you watch because the pesticide.
If they
that.
Use, well, whatever it is, not just pesticide, but you got some little bugs and put some stuff on.
Most of them you don't have to use pesticide because right. if you know how to do it right, you don't use pesticide.
That is absolutely.
And Ronald Butte know how to do
he
that.
He knows how to do that.
That's right.
Dwayne, want to say good morning to him this morning. He called in. He was having a good time just enjoying life, and I was just trying to figure out. He worked at this machine shop, and I'm just trying to figure out why is he feeling so good at work on a Saturday morning.
Well,
What you think?
Well, he just loved the music.
Oh, okay. We'll leave it
that's
at
all
that.
It
so
is.
That he just loved the music, and we're gonna play him some Chubby Carey. You gotta have some Chubby.
Yeah, we're gonna play
we're gonna play
tomorrow,
that when we get back.
When we get back.
When we get back.
But I want to say
I want to play this, John. You to play.
Who's that?
Number four.
Who's that? Okay.
You know, I want you to play number,
right, number four
before we go.
All right, yeah, let's
see, we're not going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
We just
don't ask no question. You get no lies.
That's right.
That's
let's
how
see.
It.
Now, what is that?
Number four.
Number four.
Number four.
Number four is,
okay.
Let's see. We're going to play this number four for you.
And this is going out from Morris Arduin to Clementine Arduin. Today is her birthday.
Ah.
So we just want to wish her a happy birthday. And I know this is what he made this song for, just for Clementine. So we're going to play that this morning. Also want to say good morning to Shirley and Pam and to Gus this morning and Dexter this morning. Want to say good morning to you guys. And hopefully y'all have a great day today with your parents and enjoying life and cooking and having a good time and just reminiscing a little bit. That's a beautiful thing. Y'all got a beautiful day to do it. So listen
life,
to this.
That's what life is all about.
Jean Amour.
Et puis ça me fait du mal à ton aller. Oh, yeah. Tout mon petit monde vient donc quand même une fois. Point par jour, tu m'en aides.
Happy birthday to you, ma'am. This is MC to you, and hopefully you have a good day. Souhaite que vous ayez une bonne journée aujourd'hui, une bonne fête. Et Maurice, souhaite que vous ayez tout bien et tout que George a fait le bien pour vous aujourd'hui. Envoyez un beau samedi matin.
Charlie Barry couche en balbert à voir qu'un bon temps. Il veut pas faire son embarras parce que ça va le disturb.
Pas disturb.
Pas disturb. Pas embarrassé.
Embarrassé le cochon.
Bon matin, Andrew. Soit que tout quelque chose a parlé bien. Toi, t'as pas été à l'école. Ça me
pensait
qu'il n'a eu.
J'étais occupé avec les compagnes.
Avec les neveux. Non, pas les
petits avenus. Les petits avenus visiter avec nous autres.
J'ai un peu espéré, mais c'est la question qui est arrivée. Il n'a pas été.
Va m'appeler. Va donner un coup de téléphone. Andrew.
Oui, t'as peut-être
espéré. Ça peut venir samedi qui vient. Samedi qui vient.
Tous les autres samedis.
Oui, oui. Et peut-être samedi qui vient, nous autres, on va aller là-bas.
Pour voir.
Okay. Parce que j'ai trouvé le
la médecine.
Blowing.
Blowing. Et ça, c'est pour qui?
C'est pour un cheval pour boire.
Pour qui?
Pour un cheval?
Oui, mais il boit, mais pour qui? Il est malade?
Oh, non, il est malade avec un souffle.
Il souffle corps. Oh, du blowing.
Ouais.
Là, ça le donne, mais peut-être.
Mais c'est ça, Andrew a dit.
Oh, ok, mais c'est si le docteur dit c'est blowing, va le donner du sou. Mais là, tu crois un monde pourrait boire ça?
Oui.
Toi, tu peux boire ça, ça va aider à ton souffle?
Oui. Si tu peux galoper.
C'est
bon.
Boire ça.
Oui,
tu bois ça. Tu as essayé ça?
Non. Va essayer ça, parce que...
Mais gars, quitte mon collègue quand tu vas essayer, moi je connais. Mais gars, moi ça pas de chien, toi t'as pas de chien. Faut donc danser chien, voici l'autre appelé.
T'as pas un chien? Qu'est-ce qui arrive avec le chien?
C'est quand les vers, pas les vers, les vers des cœurs.
Les vers des cœurs de la prise,
ça fait pas bête, ils pouvaient plus souffler.
C'était bon pour les souffles.
C'est la première fois dans ma vie, ça n'a pas de chien. Mais c'est moyen drôle que tu n'as pas un chien. Toi, tu connais. Et toi, et Floyd. Floyd connaît aussi.
Floyd
a perdu son chien. Oh, mais son chien a été perdu.
Il a dépensé sa dernière pièce, là.
il peut dire qu'il n'a plus d'argent pour son chien.
C'est l'assurance.
Floyd, we're not talking about the dog and the insurance and that you threw the dog in front of that big truck. We are not saying anything about that at all.
No.
No, we're not even talking about that.
Because, Floyd, you know, that's past.
He threw that dog.
Yeah, he took that dog and he's on that big truck coming.
And I could hear, ow. Didn't hit my dog.
And that horse was insured.
And you know that dog is buried in his backyard.
Really?
Yeah. When you go to his house, look in the backyard. He got it in the backyard.
Got a little cross?
Got a little cross, a little hump in the ground. Yeah. So look for that when you go to Florida house.
Well, he getting company today. All them folks are coming in.
I bet that there's, and then he got a little white picket fence around it, too.
Really?
Just like a graveyard.
Wow, Floyd.
That's a man. That's a man that loves his dog.
But he put a dollar sign on it.
Huh?
You put a dollar sign.
Well, it's a shiny
you
cross.
You made me money.
It's a shiny cross.
Floyd, we weren't supposed to say that.
Oh, okay. In this conversation just ended. All right, we're going to play some music then.
But let's play some music because we're going to play some. And we're going to have to.
Then after the break. Okay, let's see what else we got. Let's see.
We got
a lady and Jenny want to hear the Zydeco Shuffle.
Zydeco Shuffle
by Leroy Thomas.
Okay. All right, let's see.
I'm sure you got that.
Well, we're gonna do that for a minute. Let me see. Keep on talking.
All right, we're gonna do that. And Pam and Shirley, this is y'all day to do everything right. And Shirley, you probably have to do some of that because Pam, she get close, but she'll be all right.
Who's Pam?
That is Mars' daughter.
Ah, okay.
Mars and Clementine's daughter. That's Dexter's sister.
Oh.
Yeah, Shirley and Pam.
Like I know them.
You know Dexter.
I don't know Dexter.
Dexter live over there by Floyd. He got a dog, too.
He said Dexter.
He got a
dog?
Yeah, but I think he got him from Floyd. But which is a good deal because the dog can go over there and eat at Floyd and then come back over to Dexter's house.
But the dog is train across
yeah,
the street.
He gets
see,
to the
Floyd never trained that dog to cross the
he
street.
Didn't, but you see, Dexter trained his. That he got from Floyd. See, Floyd never trained. Like you say, Floyd never trained his dog to cross the street.
Yeah.
But now Dexter trained, so the dog go across the street, then he go eat at Floyd, then he come back.
But you ever seen a dog in the city ever get run over?
They don't get run over.
No, they stand on the side of the road and watch the cars. Look both ways.
They got to. You got a lot of cars over there, you know. Yeah. Country dogs get ran over because they're not used to a lot of cars.
Oh, yeah. But anyway. All right, Leroy Thomas, Shuffle Zydeco.
All right, and it's going out to the lady in J-Town this morning. Good morning to all the people in J-Town. And, of course, Metro Swallow, good morning to you, because in Silly Met, Bo Mateus, Mateus, we gave you some beaucoup bon.
sorry, cold. The shuffle's already cold.
Leroy Thomas called Shuffle Zaddy Cole.
Shuffle Zaddy, that's a good song. I like that.
Yes,
it's real nice, smooth, give you some drums. Want to extend our condolences to Raul Frank Sr.'s family this morning, who passed away last week, and they did all his services and burial was last Wednesday, and to June and to Gurley this morning. We certainly want to extend our family to you. I mean, our
condolences
to you. And Raul has been around a long time. That was a man, John. I remember seeing him at a dance. And he's probably about 6 feet tall. He was at a dance. But we'll come back.
We'll be right back right after those brief.